Crush 95.9 and 95.5. Well, it is always a highlight of my week when Ziggy the Wine Gal is in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. It is a very chilly autumnal morning this morning with a gorgeous, gorgeous sunrise that was just peeking up through the vineyards as I was driving into work today. And I'm like, oh, I love this time of the year where I can actually see that, because normally it's like bright and sunny by the time I get in the road and head here. Oh my goodness, it's wonderful to see daybreak. You know, as I always say, there's two ways to see a sunrise. Take that as you will. Thank you to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday. We have Oliver's Markets with four fabulous locations. And there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And I just had gotten back from Arizona yesterday. I was there 5 days for a conference for the a national conference for La Dame d'Escoffier, of which I am a member. And I saw that it's Black Cod Week. So I went into Oliver's to get my fair share of black cod, because there's no fish that freezes so great as this black cod butterfish. And it has way more omega-3s than salmon ever will. It is the healthiest fish. So anyway, TMI, but I love that Oliver's had a great price on it. And I just, all of a sudden, when I was in there with like this free breathing restored, I'm back in my home and all these travels that I've had. And I'm like going through every single aisle at Oliver's, loving that store. And of course, Willoughby's Wine and Spirits is on board as a sponsor for Wine Wednesday. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, the biggest thing that's on my mind right now, of course, is my Thanksgiving wine picks. This year will be my 29th year of doing this Thanksgiving wine picks tasting / competition, sponsored by Diestel Turkey, of which Oliver sells for Thanksgiving. So there you go. But I really wanted to say a special shout out to Comstock Winery for hosting it this year. And, you know, 29 years ago, it was just one of those moments that I'd had, and I walked into a wine store and I'm like, okay, I'm you know, having Thanksgiving dinner at my house. I want to pick out some wines. And the wine steward kind of brought me to his favorite wines. I'll never forget this. And, oh, I like this and this and this. And I said, well, do they really pair best with turkey, though? I mean, turkey's an odd bird, you know? I mean, it doesn't taste like chicken, but kind of. You know, it doesn't taste like duck. And so he goes, well, these will be great. These will be great. And I got this idea of having this competition of, like, if I had a bunch of wines in front of me, and I had a roasted turkey, and I tasted each one of these wines to figure out what really goes. So that's what started this whole deal, and now it's turned into a big deal, and I'm very excited. So we will have 5 winners, and if you've been listening to Wine Wednesday for a long time, you'll know that this is probably the biggest undertaking that I do all year. And each one of these wines is tasted blind. I have 15 professional judges that get together, and every single wine is tasted in flights of 6, but blindly. They're not told what the variety is. They're not told where the wine comes from. They're not told the vintage, nothing. Literally, all they can see is the color of the wine. And so we do have a winner for everybody. We'll have a winning white wine, a winning red wine, a winning rosé wine, and of course, a winning sparkling wine. And then, of course, we'll have a dessert wine because, well, Thanksgiving. You can't not have a dessert wine with Thanksgiving because we have all those desserts. So if you work for a winery and you think that you make some really great wines that pair best with turkey, the deadline to enter your wines is this weekend. So send me an email and I'll give you all the details if you want to enter your wines. Ziggy@krsh.com. Well, with these cool and chilly evenings, I have to say, even in Arizona the last 5 days, it was not as hot as it was supposed to be, and it got down into like the high 50s one night. I was like, wow, it's practically, you know, the death of winter here in Arizona. But with these cool and chilly evenings, I'm thinking about, of course, what foods to make for dinner. I love the change in cuisine when we go from summer to autumn. And so I made a big batch of chili the other night and some fresh jalapeno cornbread. And I pulled out the best bottle of wine that ended up going so great with this. Originally, I was going to make burgers, but then I changed my mind. And, you know, you want a big pot of stew or chili. And I opened up a wine with zero manipulation. As a matter of fact, that's what the wine is called, meaning they've had no intervention with this wine. They pick the grapes, they press them. There's nothing added, nothing, you know, at all done to it. Just real natural winemaking. And Fred Peterson and his winery, together with his son Jamie, these guys have been making some of my favorite wines for as long as I can remember. And I just super heart Fred Peterson. And this wine is just delicious. They've been sourcing fruit from the Tolini Vineyard, which is in the Redwood Valley area of Mendocino, for 24 years now. And this wine is super affordable. It's easy on the pocketbook. It can go with just about anything, but so perfect for this time of year. As Fred likes to say, hey, this wine is easy to use and cheap to operate. That's a Fred quote if there ever was one. It's a lighthearted motto, really seriously delicious red wine, though. It's just like fall or autumn in a glass. Absolutely delicious. Comes in at around $24. Their tasting room is on Dry Creek Road in Healdsburg. If you haven't been, highly encourage you to go because it is like takes you back to where you really realize that this is how tasting rooms used to be and makes you fall in love with wine tasting all over again. And I just love it. So he used neutral oak for this wine, meaning there's no new oak. There's no oak intervention in this wine. Really, this neutral oak is providing a vessel to have the wine age, and it's not intervention with like oak flavors, that kind of stuff. Again, zero manipulation. It is a blend of Carignan, Grenache, and Syrah. And it kind of reminds me of just one of those wines that you get at a bistro. Just getting back from Italy, you know, you just go into a restaurant and sometimes it's not about looking at a wine list. It's just like, I'll have your house red. And this is just one of those wines. It's 62% Carignan, 31% Grenache, and 7% Syrah. And these vines are old, okay? It's like third, I think, or fourth generation of the Tolini family. They're head trained, they're dry farmed. So just imagine those vineyards that are so old with this rustic kind of reddish soil, and the vines are like just gnarly old looking vines. They're not trellised. So it just is such a great visual. He only made about 500 cases or so of this wine. And, you know, I have to say his son Jamie has been making the wines with him for a long time. So I have to give Jamie a lot of credit. And their assistant winemaker, who I super heart love. Anyway, it's juicy, it's spicy, it's succulent, it's savvy, it's fun. This is not a complicated wine. And it's got little spiced plums dancing on your tongue. It's got some juicy black raspberry, a little forest floor, so you get that kind of earthiness in it, some cherry and pomegranate, a little mocha. It's sassy, and it's just a wine that is alive. Really, really such a great pick. And then I thought, well, I think this wine not only pairs great with this chili, but it pairs great with just a book and a fireplace, quite frankly. Anyway, absolutely delicious. PetersonWinery.com. They do ship all over the country. So if you're tuning in, as many are from outside of California, you can get their wine online. And that is my wine of the week. I have to just tell you that, you know, when you're thinking about pairing, don't get serious about it. You know, I say, oh, this went really great with my chili and my jalapeno cornbread. But really, at the end of the day, it's about a wine that you really love in the glass together with a food that you really love. I just thought this happened to pair great with the little spicy notes with the chili and the jalapeno cornbread. And it's time to just come over October. If you're not hip to what's happening in October, the whole month of October is now being called Come Over October. It's a huge national promotion to really encourage you to get together with friends, girlfriends, guy friends, family, neighbors, colleagues, and just come over and have a glass of wine and a conversation, uncork some fun times together. You know, obviously there's a lot of folks out there that are all about, you know, dry January. But you know what? I love wine. I love the wine industry. That's what I'm doing, And there's no better time than October or November or December or January or February or any month. But come over October is a wonderful time just to get together and uncork a bottle of wine for no apparent reason other than just to get together. So call your neighbors and your friends and, hey, remember, get out and vote. That is so important to vote. And I wrap up a Wine Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. Again, if you want more intel on Thanksgiving wine picks and you want inner wines, just send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com. And I hope you have a absolutely delicious Sassy Wednesday. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you so much. And I'm inspired. I'm going to have people come over in October.
Come over in October.
I love it.